So it's time to look forward to the Donegal International Rally for 2018. And I suppose there's no better man to talk about the experience of Donegal than the record six-time winner, Andrew Nesbitt. You're welcome to Highland once again.
Ocean, thank you very much for inviting me on the Highland Radio once again. It's always a great pleasure this time of year. Such excitement coming up to the weekend of the Donegal International Rally. And yes, you know what? The hairs are starting to stand on me right now, those that are left. And I would just love to be participating, first of all, in the pacemaking and getting the recce done nice and safely, and then be ready for the full attack come Friday morning of the International Rally.
Listen, when the year turns in January, that's when the talk really starts about Donegal, and then it builds and builds in the month leading up to it. But what's it like 7 days out? We're here now the weekend before the International. Everybody's starting to group together. Is it attention? Is it excitement? What is the feeling those days out from the start of the event?
Well, I've no doubt this morning and tomorrow morning, a lot of the guys will be going out there to do their recce. They'll have their navigator all warmed up, ready to go. And they'll be sitting down very serious about what they have to attend to in 1 week's time. But 2 weeks ago, 1 month ago, and even 3 months ago, they're preparing their cars. And Donegal, you know, always brings out the best in machinery. And I have no doubt you'll see some new cars there this year. I hear in the grapevine that Mr. Boyle might have a car coming along there. And, you know, back to the old days again, Bulwark's World Rally cars, and goodness knows, the speeds will be absolutely way out there once again. And I would just love to be participating. However, I am looking forward to being there to talk to the drivers and listen to how they're getting on and support them all.
Andrew, and Donegal is standing the test of time because rallying has taken a dip number-wise. Financially, all the costs have gone up. We've seen some events disappear from the calendar. But for some reason, and you know what that reason is, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. A massive entry, a huge reserve list once again for Donegal. This is the pinnacle of Irish rallying.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you go back 10 years ago, exactly 10, 2008, we had the recession, the Celtic Tiger. Someone cut the legs of the damn thing, and all of a sudden we were down in an area where we had to, a lot of people retired, and I was one of them at the time. The costs were really up there. But guess what? The costs are no more today than they were back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when all the World Rally cars were coming to Donegal, the Subarus, the Mitsubishis, the Fords. We had all the works teams from around the world attending, and it's no different now. So I'm looking forward to a fantastic Donegal International Rally once again.
Yep. If you were setting out now on Friday, next Friday, for day one, what would your plan of attack be? Or has your plan of attack varied in all the years that you won the event, Andrew?
My plan of attack has varied. And I don't mind sharing it now because I'm not competing. But, you know, what you do is, day one, you go at a pace that you can control. And I would always try to advise everyone to go at around, you know, 95% of their pace. And that's usually a quarter of a second slower than their ability, a quarter to half a second, and then they can decide what they want to do. And if you're coming in leading on the Friday, continue leading. Do not give it away. If you're in second or third or fourth place, sit back and watch, but get to the pace of the driver that's in front, and then attack when the big stages come on the Saturday afternoon. You know, High Glen, Low Glen, Knockalla, Atlantic Drive will obviously come on the Sunday, but get the attack in early on Saturday morning. Get up early, 5 o'clock in the morning, run the legs of yourself, get on a bicycle, do something, but be ready to attack the stages, and it will pay off for you.
You're talking about attacking on the big stages. What's your favourite big stages on Donegal? Because there was one year in particular, you set fastest times on every single one of the 20 stages, if I'm correct to say, Andrew.
Yeah, that was unique in itself, to be able to set the fastest times in all 21 stages was absolutely a dream come true. However, we were in the place that we wanted to win, and the drivers that were competing were close. I remember one driver had me down to within 1 second, so you can't really say we had total control of the stages, but yes, the time clock did say we broke every record and won every stage. But however, I was in a good place. There was no alcohol taken for a whole 12 months. The training program was serious. You know, I was in the gym, I was on the jet ski, I was in the bicycle, and, you know, fitness pays off both mentally and physically when you're at the top of your game. And we were certainly like that at that point in time. And plus, don't forget, the team that I had around me, there were 25 people doing weather notes, mechanics, tires, all of the information. 25, that was a big team. That was a works team, actually, back in the early days. So if you take it back in 2000, right through to 2006, in fact, from 1996, for those 10 years that we were at the top of our game, it was a professional outfit we had, albeit we went to work every Monday. Sorry, I'll correct myself. That would have been a Wednesday if we won the rally, or a Monday if we didn't. So that's how Donegal takes on the world.
Yeah, what about those big stages that you were talking about making your move on? What's your favourite stages in Donegal, Andrew?
Well, realistically, you know, Friday's a big day. As I said to you, you've got to set the pace out. If you are in the lead, keep the lead. If you're not in the lead, pace yourself and line your opposition up to attack on the stages you're comfortable with. And you know what? Some people are more comfortable in tight stages. Some are more comfortable in open stages. For us, for James and I, we loved attacking the long, fast, we'll call them exotic stages, which, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
In that across Knockalla, where when you go over the top of the crest, all you see is the Atlantic Ocean, but you have to keep the foot in it. There's 130 mile an hour to be coming in there, and just keep her at it, and the times will show at the end of the stage.
Yeah. You know all about pressure come Donegal. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett have been dominating this event for the last 2 years. They're going for three in a row. What sort of pressure is on them this year? Is there more pressure now than what there was over the last two ones?
There'll always be pressure on these guys, but if their preparation work done properly, which I have no doubt, Manus went down to Killarney, he did well there, and you get your work in early and just be controlled. He's relaxed about what he's doing. He's a Donegal man, Donegal team. They know what they're doing. But guess what? There are other Donegal guys there that want to do the business as well this year. And it's going to be an absolute cracker of an event. I can tell you that, sitting back in the armchair watching what's going on from a distance. And I've no doubt it's going to be one of the best Donegal international rallies ever.
The likes of Donal Kelly and Declan Boyle, Donal, a nearly winner in the past, still waiting on his first big one. Declan's won it before. Gary Jennings, who's sitting in there, a former winner as well. Do you expect them to push Manus most of the way, all the way, next weekend?
Well, it's really down to the technology in the cars. Manus Kelly is a very good car. But don't forget, Declan Boyle's coming out in the Fiesta WRC car, an immaculate car. Donal Kelly, of course, is driving the X-Works Focus car. These are all very good cars, but let's not forget, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy have a lot of experience at Donegal. And with the new kid in the block, and Darren Gass coming back along with Enda Sherry. And then we move down to Sam Moffat, who has won it before, Robert Barrable, Josh Moffat. All of these guys have an opportunity of winning the Donegal Rally this year.
Can they win it in an R5? Those guys are all in R5s. But will they need the guys in front of them to not finish if they're going to take it?
Well, I'm going to let you into another Donegal secret. If the weather is wet, the R5 cars can win the Donegal Rally. That is a fact. It's only when it's dry and you have the long stages and dry conditions. But I am going to share with you this year, there are going to be multiple weather conditions. I've been watching it closely, and we do see that on the Friday we're going to get a shower of rain. That is going to show something up for the Friday evenings at the end of the stages. You're then going to have Saturday dry in the morning, wet in the evening, and Sunday, guess what? It's most likely to rain again. And with those conditions, you really do need to know your tyres and the conditions of the roads in Donegal, and that's where the experience comes in. So watch that space.
Well, mention a man that you had ding-dongs with in the past, Eugene Donnelly, back in an R5 car in a Hyundai. Is Eugene going to give this a good crack over the weekend? Because he's a former winner in the Corolla, and he knows the Donegal stages very well.
Well, look, I would love to see Eugene doing well in his new R5 car. But as he says himself, he's still going through the testing procedure of the car, tyre technology, and all of the things to go with it. So, you know, that car is possibly 6 to 12 months away from actually being fully competitive, and that's what he's working on. So I'd be saying to you, watch that space, but it's going to be, the race is really going to be at the front.
Yeah.
And Eugene would probably agree with that if he were speaking to you.
Do you still get the itch to get back into a rally car? And if you were, would you get into an R5 and race Eugene Donnelly again?
If I that is a very good question. I would love to get into the car and race the 140 competitors. You know, when I was at the top of my game every competitor was a competitor, and I respected everyone individually. But I didn't see any individual as the guy that I had to take on. They were all competitors, and I had respect for every one of them, because any one of them could have taken me on. So you must understand, those who are fittest, those who have the best team, technology and tyres, and the whole package coming together, that's what wins the rally, not any individual or any component.
You've sort of grouped together those aspects that make up about, 85 to 90% of winning in Donegal. Is the rest of it luck? Do you need a bit of luck on your side?
You always need luck, but you know what? The more you practice, the luckier you get.
Finally, Andrew, before we let you go, who's your tip to win Donegal this year?
I am going to sit tight on who I'm predicting to win Donegal this year, but I will advise you come Saturday lunchtime who the likely person is to be, as we did last year.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Andrew, we'll be talking over the weekend out and about in the stages of Donegal next weekend, but many thanks for talking to us, and it's always great to have a chat with you.
Well, in the meantime, I wish all the competitors all the best and a safe run in the Donegal International Rally. Thank you very much, Josie, for speaking to me, and I appreciate the conversation.